We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
We know a lot of what takes place in this city and what doesn't go wrong is attributed to the FDNY. They're out saving lives. And of course, the big question now is how are they protecting themselves in the wake of this? Well, we got a fellow who knows a thing or two about that. He is Gerard Fitzgerald, who is the head of the union here for the Fires Union. How are you today, sir?
Hello, sir. How are you? And thank you for having me on.
Doing good. Well, tell us, what are you looking at these days? I mean, there are a lot of fellows, I'm sure, and women working with the department who are wondering how do they protect themselves as they go out to try to help everybody else in these emergencies?
Well, that's part of the crisis that's going on. We were told that there was enough equipment, enough personal protective equipment, and now that has dwindled. We're told that, we're getting down to the nuts and bolts, and that we need to get more orders. So there's a concern there, and then there's a concern of the exposures and, transmitting it throughout the firehouses or bringing it home to their loved ones where, our firefighters, their wives could be pregnant or children sick or, in any way where this disease can affect them. So it's heightened the stress as far as our job is concerned.
So what are you telling your people on how to protect themselves in the interim while they're helping others?
Well, we're preaching what everybody else is preaching, social distancing, cleaning up, repeatedly during the course of the day, washing your hands, don't put your hands to your face, wear what protective equipment we have when you go out on runs and you're dealing with the public, As I'm sure you're aware, our numbers have grown quite significantly, and we expect them to grow even more.
Okay. Gerard, what are you doing at the firehouses to make them more virus-proof?
Well,
what type of cleaning and that sort of thing?
What the department has done is kind of, if you're assigned to a certain house, that's the house that you're working in. There's no more details. So if you're not working from moving from one firehouse to another, where that is common practice in our department. So if you're assigned to a certain firehouse, you're staying there. So that if there is a breakout in that particular house, that it hopefully can be curtailed by keeping it right there for whatever amount of time. As you know, it's everywhere now. It's no longer being contained.
Okay. Firefighters Association President Gerard Fitzgerald, give our thanks to the city's bravest, sir, for all you do, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me. Okay. Have a great day.
Thank you, and have a good weekend.